You guys hear Texas is like starting a civil war? It's fucking on. Over barbed wire on the border. It's a really, it's a big war. It's consisting of taking barbed wire down off the border fence, putting it back up, and taking it back down, and putting it back up again, and taking it back down, putting it back up again. That is the war. That's civil war. Civil. It does sound civil. In 25 states with Republican governors have signed a letter supporting Texas in this border control war, civil war. They're saying Texas has a right to defend itself. Texas officials in the Department of Homeland Security sparred over barbed wire along the Rio Grande. This is in USA Today. U.S. Supreme Court ruled that federal agents can cut through the razor wire the state installed to deter people from crossing. They can cut through the razor wire, the Supreme Court said. Federal agents can cut through the razor wire. But the Republican governors are saying, "We stand in solidarity with our fellow Governor Greg Abbott, the state of Texas, and utilizing every tool and strategy, including razor wire fences, to secure the border." The letter signed by 25 Republican governors. "Because the Biden administration has abdicated its constitutional duties to the states, Texas has every legal justification to protect the sovereignty of our states and our nation." The White House said, "I would say to them that if they truly want to help with the issue at the border, the immigration system, that they need to talk to the congressional members, the senators in their state," said White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. "They need to ask to make sure that they have the resources they need within their respective states to take action and actually deal with a broken system." It sounds like she kind of supports it. They need to ask them to make sure they have the resources they need within their respective states to take action. Doesn't that mean like barbed wire? Like razor wire? What kind of resources? Razor wire resources? This whole thing just sounds honestly pretty low key, but if it turns into a civil war, I'm glad it's happening in Texas. It sounds like the best state to have a civil war in. Texas should secede from the United States, become its own country. Texas has a history of wanting to secede from the United States. There's a Texas secession movement. That's secession, like to secede, not like succession, like to succeed. Like Succession, like the HBO series. Secession. And not a C-section. Secession movements, also known as the Texas Independence Movement. Or Texit. Like Brexit. Because Texas would exit the United States. See, it's the whole fucking thing. They have a whole secret language. I'm on Wikipedia now. The flag of Texas. Texas was a independent country. Okay, Texas was called the Republic of Texas, and it was its own fucking country. Borders with Mexico, the Republic of the Rio Grande, another Mexican breakaway republic, and the United States of America. And it was that for 9 years, and then became the United States. But before it was Texas, it was the Republic of Mexico. And the Republic of Texas, or Tejas, declared independence from the Republic of Mexico, or Mexico, on March 2nd, 1836. It applied for annexation to the United States the same year, but was rejected by the United States Secretary of State. Okay, so they applied to... They're trying to switch from the Republic of Mexico to the join the United States, but they got rejected. So they went solo. They went indie. With La República de Tejas. Oh, the U.S. didn't want Texas to join the United States because they had a lot of slaves. They were a vast slave-holding region. And this was right before the Civil War. So they were like, fuck it, we can't deal with your crazy racist asses right now. They were still trying to deal with their own racist asses. And so Texas actually fought for independence from Mexico. That seems like an important detail to make sure I include. The Texas Revolution. Texas defeated the Mexican forces. Which brings us kind of to the modern day. In our understanding, even though the chronology was totally fucked up. I told you the ending, then the middle, and the beginning, I think. And in the present day, Texas is still trying to secede for like random reasons, like razor wire, the 2020 election. Get back here, Texas. What are you talking about? You're one of the United States. You are the United States, man. If we don't have Texas, it's not the United States anymore. It's not USA without Texas, man. I think Texas should be able to put up barbed wire if they want, though. I feel like a border wall should kind of have barbed wire. It's sort of like what I imagine when I imagine, like, a border... I mean, a prison has barbed wire. A fucking school has barbed wire. And come on, it's fucking Texas. Don't mess with Texas. How are you supposed to tell someone don't mess with Texas if you're cutting down all the barbed wire around you? Fuck out of here. Don't mess with Texas. That is... linguistic barbed wire. I think the deal is that migrants, remember, we're not saying immigrants. We're definitely not saying illegal immigrants. We're not saying immigrants, though. We're saying migrants. And the migrants are getting stuck. Migrants, like birds. A migrant bird. An immigrant is a person. Why the fuck are people insisting we call them migrants? The Mexicans are getting stuck in the barbed wire. Why does that feel racist to call them Mexicans? It's not racist. They're literally Mexican. That's their nationality. Don't cancel me. And I guess the border trolls spending all their time untangling the immigrants from the barbed wire. I can't believe I'm saying this, but it does seem like a wall would be a better solution. Because you can't get tangled in a wall. Call me Donald Trump, but you can't physically get tangled in a wall. Or we could just not have borders. We could just not have a country. Do we want a country? Man, what's the whole point of even having a country? We could just secede. Let's all just... not secede, surrender. Let's surrender to Mexico. Let's become the Republic of Mexico again, man. Let's Texas do it. Let's everybody do it. Let's all become La República de México. Una vez más. The United States got divided. We're fucked. Let's go to the Middle East. UNRWA, this UN organization, has officially admitted that their staff was involved in the October 7th massacres. Personally involved. That is, they were moonlighting as terrorists while they had a day job at UNRWA. UNRWA! United Nations Relief and Work Agency. More like don't work. More like commit jihad. The United Nations Agency for Committing Jihad. This is the agency whose group of 3,000 teachers on this social media group were celebrating on October 7th. I mean, aside from the problem with celebrating on October 7th, why are there 3,000 people in a group chat? I mean, the notifications. Talk about terrorism. So this UN agency is... compromised. They are involved with the terrorist organization Hamas to a unknown degree. Who the fuck knows? The lines are completely blurred. Where UNRWA begins and where Hamas ends. Or where Hamas ends and where UNRWA begins. Either way. They're fucking. They're swapping spit. So, the U.S. has cut funding to them. Fuck yeah. Let's fucking go. And more countries are following suit. Italy, Australia, Switzerland, the U.K., Canada. Let's fucking go. Fuck UNRWA. You terrorist motherfuckers. Maybe they'll get their funding back when they start providing relief and work to their people. The people of Gaza, that is, not the people of Hamas.
Come on.
Oh, also, Finland is joining the boycott. Apparently, 12 staff members were physically involved in the attack. These people that are supposed to be relief workers for the Gazan people were spending their time killing God knows what else, Israeli people. What the fuck kind of relief worker is also a terrorist? Compromised, canceled, defunded. Do your job. Trump had cut funding to UNRWA, I guess. Joe Biden was naive and reinstated it.
Come on.
Man, fuck. Yeah, that's just definitely got to get cut. Definitely defund UNRWA. The Nazi relief workers and their teacher terrorists or terrorist teachers teaching terrorism and terrorizing. What else has happened? The International Court of Justice, which is not in the Middle East, it's in the fucking Netherlands, has made their preliminary hearing about the case South Africa has brought against Israel. Sorry, ceasefire crowd. They're not calling for a ceasefire. They are calling for the immediate release of the hostages held by Hamas. So bring them home now. Good for South Africa. They were worried. They were concerned. Is there a genocide happening? They had to ask. They had to take Israel to the International Court of Justice. And now they know. The Court of Justice doesn't think Israel's committing genocide. They realize they're not, because if they thought they were, they would have ordered an immediate ceasefire. They are going to hear the case, which means the South African lawyers could form a sentence. They have words to speak, so the court will hear the case. The court is already calling for the hostages to be released, though, and for no ceasefire against Hamas. So I can only guess what the verdict will be in fucking years or whatever. As Israel currently fights a war on like 7 fucking fronts. If it's not clear who the IDF is trying to kill, it's the terrorist organization who killed over 1,000 Israelis. They're not trying to commit a genocide. They're trying to prevent a genocide. Again, the word genocide was created to describe the Holocaust. Happy International Holocaust Remembrance Day, motherfuckers. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Fishbowl. Write into the show. Your comments or questions may just be read by me on the show. Or I may say, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, and it can never be heard by anyone. Email me at Spencer@comedyclublol.com. Peace.